You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Pistons podcast. Thank you again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. And right after you're done listening to this podcast, make sure you go check on Locked On Fantasy Basketball with Josh Lloyd, who is previewing the upcoming fantasy basketball season for all of you guys that are interested in fantasy basketball. I was on there a few weeks ago to talk about the Detroit Pistons upcoming season from a fantasy perspective, obviously. So make sure you guys go check that out right after this podcast. But if this is your first time listening to Locked On Pistons, I'm your host, per usual, Kuka Hill. You can find me on Twitter, at Kuka Hill. You can find me over on YouTube, at Kuz Ballroom. You can also find me over at Detroit Bad Boys, writing articles about the Pistons, which I'll get back to doing now that the Pistons season is about 9 days away from starting on October 20th. But on today's podcast, we're going to talk about a few different things. We got, at the time I'm recording this, tomorrow is another preseason game on Monday. By the time you guys listen to this, probably it will be the day of the preseason game. We got some news on Kay Cunningham and Killian Hayes for this upcoming game. We also had an open practice scrimmage that a lot of people went to. I did not go to, but we've heard a lot about it, and we've heard that Frank Jackson has looked really good. We'll talk about him and his possible role coming this season, and then a bunch of other things, like Ben Wallace being hired by the Pistons organization to be a type of advisor for them. So we'll talk about all that on the podcast today. But first, let's talk about tomorrow's game for the Detroit Pistons. It's their second preseason game. Did anyone else notice that that it seems like that a lot of other teams have played like multiple multiple games already? The Pistons are only on their second game. I feel like I've seen the Bulls play like three or four already. Like, I don't know how that's working out. I think the Pistons played three games this week though, so maybe they catch up with that in preseason. But anyways, today's game against the Memphis Grizzlies is this game two of the Pistons preseason, and we got news on Kay Cunningham. Kay Cunningham is out still. He is officially out for this game. I was fortunate enough, and I'm going to continue to be fortunate enough to be in some of these press conferences and some of these interviews after practices and after games with Dwayne Casey. I was in one on Thursday, I believe, Thursday or Friday, when he talked about Kay Cunningham. I mean, he told us that Cade is coming along well. He did some practice work, but he's not there yet. He was a few days away, I believe. It was either Friday. I think it might have been Friday. He said it to me, or not to me, but to the media. And he said Cade was a few days away. He was working his way along, and it continued to sound like they're just going to continue to be cautious. It didn't sound like he was too heavily concerned. It didn't sound like any of the team was too concerned about it, but definitely that they're being cautious and they're not going to put him out there on the floor until he's 100% ready and completely healed. So he's not going to be here for today's game against the Memphis Grizzlies, but I would expect him probably to play on Wednesday's game. That would be my guess. I think he'll be ready on Wednesday. But yeah, definitely he's coming along. Nothing to be too serious about. Nothing to be too worried about, fans. Dwayne Casey said he's a few days away, and that was a few days ago. So I think he'll play Wednesday, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that game. But we also have some other news injury-wise. Killian Hayes is probable, and I'm going to assume that he's basically 100% to play. He played in the open practice scrimmage on Saturday he played in it. And we heard a lot of good things about it. We had some videos circulating on Twitter of him hitting a fadeaway mid-range. He had a few catch-and-shoot threes I saw on Twitter. He was really aggressive. And the key thing that we heard throughout training camp, the thing we heard throughout summer and throughout practices, after training camp, all that stuff, is that he's been really good. He's been turning heads. It's exactly what Keith Langless of Pistons.com wrote in his big article for Pistons.com, is that Killian Hayes was turning heads. And it was all about how aggressive he's been, searching for his shot and going towards the rim and just playing more assertive, something that he lacked in his rookie season that I think a lot of us wanted to see from him that can open up his game. So we heard a lot about that happening in training camp, and we didn't know, is that just coach speak? Is that just the coach trying to give him confidence, the team trying to give him confidence, and it's not really happening, they're just trying to help him move along? Because we see that happen sometimes with players, but this time you couldn't hide it. It was an open practice. It's an open scrimmage. For media to be there, for recordings to be there, for fans to be there, anyone can be there. So there's no, you can't lie about what's happening. And from all the fans that were watching and all the beat writers that were watching, again, I wasn't there, but I was following along on Twitter. I had a different job I had to be doing, but I was following along on Twitter, and I saw a lot of fans. I saw a lot of the beat writers, James Edwards of The Athletic, Omari Sankofa of II of The Free Press, and Rod Beard of the Detroit News. I saw all of them talking about how aggressive he looked. I saw multiple guys say, yep, this is not a lie. Whether he's actually going to start making these shots, okay. Whether he makes them in the regular season, that's a different discussion. Whether he averages this amount of points is a different discussion. But from each person I saw, each beat writer, each fan, all of them backed up the idea that he's being a lot more aggressive this season for the Pistons. He's actively searching for his shot. Like I said, they said he hit a few mid-rangers. He hit a catch-and-shoot three. He was attacking the rim, being really aggressive. The one downside I would say to be worried about is that his team, which was the starters without Cade Cunningham, they had Rodney Magruder instead, got absolutely destroyed by the bench team by about 29 points. It was pretty bad. They got beat down, apparently. But either way, I mean, they didn't have Cade Cunningham. And that bench unit does seem like it's going to be a strength of the Pistons from that first preseason game. And just looking at it, they're going to have more veteran leadership. They're going to have probably a little bit more spacing in that unit if they do decide to start Isaiah Stewart, which I think is still something that I'm debating. I don't think the coaching staff's debating it anymore, but I'm still debating whether he should be. But anyways, overall, Killian Hayes has been getting great reviews from his coaching staff, from his teammates, and then after an open scrimmage practice that everyone got to be a part of, got great reviews from everybody there. So he's going to be playing in today's game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to, hopefully he plays that exact same way that people have been saying. Hopefully that is not just, hopefully he doesn't shrink under the lights. Maybe, you know, maybe he cowers away from the light. I hope not. Hopefully he continues to be aggressive and assertive, like everyone's saying. And he has a really good game. It's his first preseason game, so maybe there's going to be a little rust there. But I'd expect him to come out and have a pretty good game. I would really like to see him get to the free throw line a little bit, attack the rim. I think that's something that he needs to improve on this year. So if he actually is being aggressive and assertive, I would expect to see him get to the rim, all the way to the rim more, and attempt, try to get into the free throw line a lot more. So that's what I'm looking forward to. That's the preview to this upcoming game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Also, actually, before we go to the ad break, Rod Beer tweeted that Frank Jackson is not on the injury report. Now, I'm going to assume that means he's all full to go. I mean, maybe they could add him onto the injury report by the time this podcast is published and before the game. But as of right now, at what time is it? 11:31 p.m. on the 10th, he is not on the injury report, so we should expect to see Frank Jackson in the lineup as well. But coming up after this ad break, we're going to talk about Frank Jackson. Frank Jackson apparently has been balling out since being cleared to practice. He balled out in the open scrimmage, apparently. James Edwards said that he was the best player on the floor. James Edwards, writer of the beat writer for The Athletic. A few other guys also said, Omari Sankofa said that he looked tremendous. So we're going to talk about Frank Jackson, what his role possibly could be this upcoming season. And Frank Jackson really is lighting it up same way he was the last 6 weeks of last season. How does that conflict, how do they work out that guard rotation? What do they do with that, with him, Hamidou Diallo, and Josh Jackson? Something we've talked about all season, but now that it's here, and Frank Jackson apparently is playing this well, what do they do? We'll talk about that coming up. But first, let me tell you about some of our sponsors. First up, let me tell you about a fantasy basketball app for all of you guys, Sleeper. In 2018, the fantasy sports experts at Sleeper realized that fantasy basketball was broken. Games were being won and lost based on whose players had more scheduled games that week. It made no sense and required very little strategy. So, in 2020, Sleeper released a brand new way of playing fantasy basketball, and it's called Game Picks, and it's only available on Sleeper. In Game Picks, owners pick a single game per week to each starter to count towards their team's total score, ensuring an even number of games played between opponents. The days of losing because your opponent's players simply had more scheduled games that week are over. The days of mindless, daily, busy work are over. The days of giving up halfway through the season because of that busy work, also over. In Game Picks, you pick one game per week for each player based on player matchups, home versus away, opponent's defensive ranking, pace of play, and more. All of that adds up to more strategy and less busy work. Whether you prefer a redraft, keeper, or dynasty, Game Picks has you covered. Sleeper cracked the fantasy basketball code, and if you play fantasy football like I do, If you prefer building out weekly strategy, just like I do in fantasy football, versus daily busy work, you're going to absolutely love Game Picks. Download the Sleeper app, start a league with your friends today. You will not be disappointed. Sleeper's one-of-a-kind Game Picks is the most strategic fantasy basketball experience in the industry. So make sure, if you're playing fantasy basketball this season, you give Sleeper a try and have the best season possible. Then let me tell you about another one of our sponsors, DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar to you guys? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching your sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So get rid of all the clutter and all of the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more about this at DirecTV.com. Yes, that's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. So let's talk a little bit about Frank Jackson. So we talked about him, I feel like, and I don't know if we've really spent a lot of time on him specifically this offseason, but we've talked about him a lot because we've mentioned these three players that all seemingly deserve minutes and we think should get minutes, but how are you necessarily going to give them minutes? So we're talking about Hamidou Diallo, Josh Jackson, and Frank Jackson. So Josh Jackson has been receiving a ton of praise by Dwayne Casey. All training camp right after the first preseason game where Josh played extremely well, he received a ton of praise from Dwayne Casey. Dwayne Casey said over the weekend in one of his interviews after practice that Josh Jackson's decision-making has been excellent this training camp. And if you watch Josh Jackson throughout his career, if you watched Josh Jackson last season, you know that decision-making is his biggest downfall, I feel like. It's his biggest thing keeping him from being a really damn good player, because sometimes he just gets tunnel vision, he forces the issue too much, and he lacks decision making. A lot of the things you guys hear me criticize Sadiq Bey with, it's just a lot of the same critiques for Josh Jackson. So Josh Jackson's just better at getting to the rim and possibly making better use of bad decisions. Like, and I made a video about Josh Jackson earlier in the NBA season last year, and my thing was with Josh Jackson, I thought a way he was having a great season at that point. I was saying a way that he can try to give himself an even better season, make it more sustainable, is try to eliminate the bad decisions, because the thing with Josh is that he's really good at converting a lot of these bad decisions. Is that he's not going to convert those bad decisions at a good enough rate to where you can say screw it. Like, a lot of times he probably will like finish a bad layup attempt, or he'll miss a layup but be there on a putback, so it's like, okay, well, he scored anyways. But also a lot of times he's not going to do that, and a lot of times it's going to be really bad. So he has to cut that out. But anyways, I started talking about Josh Jackson a little bit too much. Anyways, my point is that Dwayne Casey's been giving Josh Jackson a lot of praise throughout training camp and after the first preseason game. So you don't think Josh Jackson's going to lose his minutes because of all that. And also, it just seems like Detroit River really likes him. A lot of us thought he possibly was going to be traded in the offseason. He stayed. And you guys know that Troy River is not scared to get rid of anybody, no matter what. And I think it's very clear that him and Dwayne Casey love Josh Jackson. So I don't expect Josh Jackson to lose any minutes at all. Hamidou Diallo is an interesting one because I haven't really heard them sing his praises as much. That's not necessarily a bad or good thing. Just that I haven't really saw the same praises that we've been giving to Josh Jackson and recently Frank Jackson to Hamidou Diallo. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Either way, they just paid him this offseason. I think he's a really good young prospect. I really like him. I think his ceiling's incredibly high. And I'm really interested in seeing his tandem with Josh Jackson potentially off the bench with Kelly Olynyk as the starting five to space the floor. I think that gives him an adequate enough spacing to make that work. And you saw a little bit of that in the first preseason game. It looked really good. However, the reason why we're talking about this is now Frank Jackson is coming to the fray, and we just haven't heard about him because he's been dealing with an ankle injury, but he's healed now. And the word on the street is he's been absolutely balling out. He's been going crazy. It was said that he was the best player on the floor in the Pistons open scrimmage game on Saturday. So if the Pistons are going to play Josh Jackson, and they want to play Hamidou Diallo, and Frank Jackson is playing how he's playing, how do you find minutes for all these guys? Well, here's my solution. And I threw this out on the podcast last week with Bryce, I believe, on Friday. I believe that if you want to give all three of these guys minutes, and I think you should, My whole thing is I think you play your 10 best players. I don't think you, especially for the bench, I think you just play your best five, especially if they can be played together and morphed into a lineup somehow. And I think they can. However, it's going to be a little tricky, and it could raise some potential problems, which these problems that they'll raise and we'll talk about, I'm not so much worried about for this season. But anyways, my solution is just run all three of them on the lineup in the bench, have Kelly Olynyk as your starting center, and Corey Joseph as your your backup center, and Corey Joseph as your backup point guard. I'll run Corey Joseph, Frank Jackson, Hamidou Diallo, Josh Jackson, and Kelly Olynyk. Now, the obvious issue there that could that will raise itself a lot, I feel like, is rebounding. However, Bryce made from Motor City Hoops, when he was guest on the podcast last week, made this point, and I was going to make this point as well, is that something that should give you a little bit of hope about this is that Josh Jackson and Hamidou Diallo are both some of the best rebounding guards in the entire NBA. Not just on the Pistons. Both of them are, like, I'd say at the top, is like rebounding guards in the NBA, they are towards the top. Rebounding wings, they're great rebounding wings. They love getting the ball off the glass. They're very physical players. They like getting the ball off the glass and going coast to coast. So they're very active, and they see that as like opportunities for them to get easy buckets and transition. So not only are they good on the glass, they're active on the glass, and they like rebounding. So I think that gives you a little bit of hope that it can work. Also, like I said earlier, the Hamidou Diallo-Josh Jackson tandem was really bad last year. They got outscored. They played about 9 minutes a game together last year, and they got outscored by 5.9 points when they're on the floor. That's really bad. They were really, really bad. But this season, that's because they were paired with a lot of non-shooters. They were paired with Sabin Lee. They were paired with Isaiah Stewart, Sekou Doumbouya when he was on the team. Sometimes even Tyler Cook instead. At least Sekou shot the threes if he was open. Tyler Cook didn't even attempt them. So it was constantly bad, bad spacing. And it was just like five non-shooters out there. It just wasn't going to work. However, I see a real, real ceiling with them two together. I think you saw a little bit of it in the first preseason game. If you mix them with shooting, I think you have a good balance of guys who like to run in transition, can finish at the basket, and can puncture the defense. And you have a good mix with that, with some outside shooting. If you have a sharp shooting stretch big at five, which you do now in Kelly Olynyk, and then you also have a good point guard. I think Corey Joseph is a great backup point guard. I think we're going to have to start talking about Corey Joseph possibly as one of the best backup point guards in the league. I'm really surprised that he didn't go to contender, by the way. I think he's good enough and could really help a backup or contender. I'm just surprised he didn't leave. But either way, you have Corey Joseph. And then if you plug Frank Jackson at shooting guard, not only do I feel like you have two guys who can get to the basket in Hamidou Diallo and Josh Jackson, I think you have adequate spacing everywhere. You have sharp shooters everywhere, and you have a good point guard who's able to run the offense. I think that bench unit could really run guys out of the gym on offense. I think they could do a really great job. And just the only worry would be rebounding. But it seems like if that's your only concern, really, I think their defense could hold up as well. Because I think Hamidou Diallo has potential on defense if he really comes into it. And it sounded like in training camp that he was a little bit. Josh Jackson is a really good defender as well. And Frank Jackson is not an awful defender. I think that if you have these three guys really pushing for minutes, and they're really playing as well as you're saying they're playing, especially Frank Jackson, there's no way you can leave him on the bench, especially with how he played the last 6 weeks of last season, and then combined with how they're saying he's looking now. There's no way that you can't play him. So just play all three of them. There's no need to sit all of them for Trey Lyles. Just don't play Trey Lyles. He's not a part of the future. We don't care about Trey Lyles. He's not important at all. All three of those guys are potentially important for the Pistons long term. All three of them could be a part of this team long term as on the bench, in the starting lineup, whoever. It could happen. All three of them have much more significance to the Pistons' future. So just play those three guys, especially if they're earning it. Because if Dwayne Casey's saying that Josh is earning it, if he's saying that Frank Jackson is earning it, all the beat writers and everyone watching are saying that Frank Jackson's balling out. We saw Josh play well in the first preseason game. We saw Hamidou Diallo play well in the first preseason game. All of them have gotten paid already. Just play them, especially if they're earning it, like I said. So that would be my solution. I'm really interested in seeing Frank Jackson tomorrow and see if he's really balling out like this. Like they're saying, like, again, saying that he was best player on the floor is pretty, that's hefty praise for a team that had Jeremy Grant on the floor. And also a bunch of other guys. If, you know, Frank Jackson to get paid a lot this offseason. You got a lot of guys who are paid a lot more than him on this team. So to give him that kind of praise, he must have been really balling out. And I don't underestimate it. He's a damn good offensive player. You guys saw me throughout the offseason saying that he potentially could be, like, arguably the Pistons' best scorer on the team. That's how good he is. And he's been talking about in the interviews I was in, one of his interviews after the practice as well, he was telling us that know, yeah, I've been a catch-and-shoot guy my whole career as well. But I can do more than that. I'm showing the Pistons I can do more than that. I've been showing that more often the last 6 weeks. The last season, I'm showing it even more now. He talked about how, you know, he's dealt with injuries recently. I believe it was after the open game that he said, you know, I've dealt with injuries, but I'm still pretty damn athletic. And then people pull up his combine numbers, like, you know, he has some of the best combine numbers in his draft class. And they talked about, you know, he was saying, you know, I've dealt with injuries, but I can still move. I can still jump. I can still get to the rim. I can still do a lot of these things pretty damn well. I'm not just a catch and shoot guy. I can score. I can create for myself. I can do a lot of other things. And it sounds like he's telling the truth. So I'm really interested in seeing him tomorrow. And again, like I said, there's no way you can sit him. I know we've talked about throughout the offseason that potentially he's a guy that sits out. There's no way. You just can't. There's no way. The Pistons need this kind of guy, this kind of archetype. There's just no way that you can sit him on the bench. It just isn't going to happen. So let me know what you guys think about that potential bench lamp I threw out there. What do you guys think about that? Those three players, how are you going to make it work? Do you guys think they all three should play? Do you think you maybe keep one out the rotation? How does it work? Let me know what you guys think on Twitter at Kukahill or at Locked On Pistons or in the reviews down below. But when we come back, we'll talk about some minor news that happened throughout the week with the Pistons, one of it being Ben Wallace being hired as an advisor for this team. We'll talk about all that and a couple other things in the final segment of the podcast. But first, let me tell you about one of our sponsors and your guys' favorite sponsor, Built Bar. The best tasting protein bar on the planet Earth comes in a variety of flavors, including six new flavors, and caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. They also have a ton of other flavors, such as coconut, mint brownie, raspberry, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. So you have all kinds of different flavors to choose from. And all these flavors are covered in incredible tasting chocolate and are soft and easy on the teeth to chew. These bars are low in calorie and sugar, but high in protein and fiber. A flavor I suggest is the peanut butter flavor, packed with 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams net carbs. So go try the Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. Built Bar. The best tasting protein bar ever. So, to wrap up the podcast, let's talk about some minor things that have happened with the Pistons over the last week, or the last weekend, so, because we did have a podcast on Friday. So, over the weekend, what's happened with the Pistons? So, obviously, like I said, we got some news with Cade Cunningham. He is a few days away. I said that earlier in the podcast, but to reassure you guys, Dwayne Casey said that he is a few days away. I would expect him to play in Wednesday's game. Don't take that to the bank, but I would expect him to play on Wednesday. It sounds like that he's getting close to coming back. Killian Hayes played in the open scrimmage game. He's going to play today against the Memphis Grizzlies. Frank Jackson is not on the injury report, so the Pistons are getting a lot of their guys back. And Cade Cunningham, again, like I said, is a few days away from returning. But some of the bigger news, I feel like that happened over the weekend. There's not much to talk about with it, but it definitely is big news. And it resonates with a lot of fans, a little bit of older fans, I guess you should say. Now we're in 2021. That's so crazy to think about how long ago this was. But I guess it's older fans now that Ben Wallace is joining the Pistons as a basketball operations and team engagement advisor. So Pistons PR sent out this email to all the media members, and I'll read this to you guys what it says. This is the statement from the Detroit Pistons owner, Tom Gores. Ben is a Hall of Famer and a Pistons legend who has continued to come back home and support our team and our organization. He embodies everything we are building here and will be a real asset to Dwayne, Troy, and the rest of our staff. Ben helped set the standard for what it meant to be a Piston and will be a tremendous influence for our young players. They also say right here that in the report sent out to everybody, it says, in this role, Wallace will assist Troy Reaver and the basketball operations staff, Dwayne Casey, and the coaching staff, and serve as a mentor and development asset for players on the Pistons roster and those joining the Motor City Crews, which is the Pistons' new G League team that is in Detroit now. The former Pistons great will also engage on select organizational business initiatives and community efforts. So I think this was great for Pistons fans. I think this is great for Ben. This is great for the Pistons organization. I really like, if you want me to be honest, I really like this culture that Troy Reaver is building here. I think this speaks highly to what Troy Reaver is building, honestly. Because beforehand, we didn't have really any Pistons involved, former Piston greats like that, involved the organization like that, like have roles in it. And actually, more recently, I think before Troy Reaver joined, we had Rasheed Wallace come out and say he just doesn't mess with the organization anymore. He doesn't mess with the Pistons. He loves the city, but he doesn't mess with the Pistons anymore, which kind of sucks to hear. You don't like to hear that, especially, I feel like, Detroit fans. We have enough without the Lions with you know, Calvin not messing with the team. And, you know, I don't think everyone liked hearing that from one of the fan favorites from the Going to Work team, Rasheed Wallace. But it makes sense that Ben Wallace got this contract and is now being a part of the organization because he's been around at practice a lot. He's been, you know, at a lot of games. He also was a part owner of the Pistons G League team when they were in Grand Rapids. He's no longer a part of that, but he's been real active in Detroit ever since he retired. He hasn't never had an official role or anything, but he would show his face a lot. You guys also probably, all of you guys know that he was the one representing the Pistons at the lottery when the Pistons won the draft lottery, obviously, to get Cade Cunningham. He was the one representing them there. He's been in training camp, apparently, working with guys. There was a picture and a video going on around Twitter of him working with Isaiah Stewart in practice. So he's been real active. I kind of saw it coming that they were going to give him something because he had been really active. And Dwayne Casey had come out and said that he's going to be around a lot moving forward. So I expected them kind of do this. But still, like I said, I really like this for the Pistons culture and bringing in a guy who contributed to recent Pistons success and a championship and who is a recent Hall of Famer and is great with guys. And is, I really like the fact, honestly, one of the things is mentor and engagement advisor with players. I really think Ben Wallace can, when he speaks, you listen. Like when Ben speaks, it's like everyone just shuts up and it's like, okay, Ben has something to say. And it resonates even with fans. Like teammates have said that, but like even just as fans, like when he speaks, all of us is listening as well. He gives off that kind of leadership, that kind of feel. So I really like that he's going to be that for the Pistons. I hope he can help players and get through to players and possibly help them with the mental aspect of basketball and the off-court stuff possibly. So I think he can really help them in all kinds of areas, and I'm really happy for it. I think this speaks highly of what Troy Rivers is building here, and hopefully we see some more Pistons possibly come back. I think it's really cool as well that, you know, there's headlines going around that Allen Iverson wants to be part of the Philadelphia 76ers organization. He came out in an interview with Taylor Rooks and said, you know, I really want to be part of that organization. I played my heart out. I gave my blood, sweat, and tears for that organization. I just really want to help. I want to be a part of that organization. And while that's going on, you got the Pistons giving a contract to one of their former players who gave them everything he had and gave them blood, sweat, and tears and all that as a Hall of Famer, just like AI. And they brought him back. So I think it looks good for the Pistons to do that as well. There's no bad thing in bringing this Ben to the organization overall is what I'm saying. And I really like this move. So good on the Pistons to bring Ben in. I'm interested in seeing how he helps the Pistons and if he continues to be at a lot of practices and see what he does. See if we hear him mention of him more and possibly see him at more games, etc. So can't wait to see what his impact is, and hopefully he has a good impact on the team moving forward. But outside of that, that's all I've got for you guys today. Let me know what you guys think about Ben Wallace joining the Pistons as an advisor, officially being a part of the organization again after retiring. What do you guys think about that? Let me know in the reviews down below or on Twitter at Cucahill or at Lockdown Pistons. I appreciate you guys listening as always. Thank you for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. And like I told you guys at the beginning of the episode, if you guys like fantasy basketball, not only should you guys try our new sponsor, Sleeper, one of the best fantasy basketball apps out there, something I'm going to be testing out this season when it gets started, but also make sure you guys go check out Locked On Fantasy Basketball with Josh Lloyd, who previews the entire fantasy basketball upcoming season for all you guys. Helps you guys, give you guys some little cheat codes, I guess. You guys can write down little cheats on your sheet, give you guys a little bit of a head start than your friends in fantasy basketball this year. So make sure you guys go check that out and make that your second listen of today. But outside of that, I appreciate you guys for listening. Enjoy the game today against the Memphis Grizzlies. I know I am. Have a lot of fun. Just have fun watching them. Don't be too critical. Try to have fun and look forward to Killian Hayes playing today. Hopefully he remains aggressive and shows us what everyone's been saying he's been doing throughout training camp and see if he turns our heads like he's been turning their heads during training camp. But until tonight, or I guess I should say tomorrow, you guys have a great day and I'll see you guys then. Peace out, everybody.